live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Kelly Express Marts, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Glamour's Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavator, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Good afternoon, and welcome to today's presentation of high school girls basketball. Today's matchup pits the Lumen Christi Titans against the Brandywine Bobcats in the state semifinals at the Breslin Center, Michigan State University. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, WKHM.com. Thanks for joining me, as this is officially the furthest postseason run ever by this Lady Titan basketball program. Never made it past the quarterfinal until now. On the other side, it's the Brandywine Bobcats, who have had a phenomenal run of the last 15 years, several regional championships, a couple of Final Four appearances, and a runner-up appearance in that stretch as well. We're going to take a quick timeout, and in 3 minutes, we're going to dive into the Kelly Express Mart pregame show right here on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Oh, High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
It's time for the Kelly Express Smart pregame show from Michigan State University, the Breslin Center. It's the girls Division III semis between Lumen Christi and Brandywine. So Lumen Christi on the season, 23-3, just having a phenomenal run. As a matter of fact, only one Michigan team has beaten them, and that was apparently the number one ranked team in the entire state of Michigan, and that was a Division I Rockford, just a phenomenal team. And otherwise, their other two losses to some phenomenal Ohio teams. So for Lumen Christi, so far in their playoff run, they've been able to beat Springport and then Grass Lake in the district tournament. A couple dominating wins over Columbia Central and St. Mary Catholic Central in the regional tournament. And in their last game, state quarterfinals, able to dispatch the Plymouth Christian Academy Eagles 64-32. A little bit of an interesting game, especially in the first half. That was a game that Lumen, they were off and running right from the get-go. Quick 14-0 lead, and it was like, all right, just going to be like the regional tournament. They're just going to blow it out of the water right from the beginning, and, you know, they're just going to run away with this. Another blowout, another rout, but that wasn't necessarily the case. Right in the first minute, you had a quick charge call on Kenna Hunt, and then right when they took that 14-0 lead, you had another foul on Kenna Hunt, so she had to head to the bench with two quick personal fouls. And then at that point, Plymouth Christian Academy, they were able to settle down a little bit, get back into it. They went on a 10-0 run and an extended 12-2 run, end of the first, going into the second quarter. That pulled them back to within four. It was 16-12, but that was as close as Plymouth Christian Academy would get the rest of the game. Once Kenna Hunt was able to come back in, Lumen was able to re-steady their offense. Plymouth Christian Academy, they shifted to a 1-3-1 zone, which was able to generate a lot of wide open threes, and so many different players as well getting a lot of excellent three-point attempts. They were just not falling. A three-point shot was just not there for Lumen in the first half, but they did take a six-point lead in a halftime, and then boom, third quarter, another big run, just like the first quarter, able to just turn this into a rout. 12-0 run to open the third. Just like that, they were up by 18, and they were able to continue to grow that through the rest of the game, able to lead by as many as 29 points in that fourth quarter to really dominate Plymouth Christian Academy. Again, tale of, I would say, mostly like 2.5 quarters to 1.5 quarters. That 1.5 quarter stretch that Plymouth Christian Academy had to end the first quarter and then the entire second quarter, they really locked in defensively. They were really forcing a lot of headaches for this Lumen team. Just like, hey, we're going to force you to shoot the three ball. If you can't prove that you can make it consistently, then we're just going to let you keep shooting it. And that was a winning strategy for a while. But once Lumen's defense got back to forcing a lot of turnovers, getting out the fast break, getting easy scores, that's where they were able to have a lot of success. And in general, that's where this Lumen Christi team thrives. They have a great full court press, half court press. They can force a lot of turnovers, and they get out and run. Have a lot of different girls that just have that discipline on this team. And it all starts on the defensive side of the ball, as it does for most of the great teams out there. So for Lumen Christi, in this one, it's all going to start with their two sophomores, their two stars in Kenna Hunt and Lucy Rozek. They've had a phenomenal postseason, both of them. As a matter of fact, in the last game, it was actually Rozek, not Kenna Hunt, who was the leading scorer with 20 points. A lot of great plays on both sides of the ball, and then Kenna Hunt, you know, demonstrating in that last game, she doesn't even need to be the leading scorer to make a big impact on the game. And I think she fools a lot of teams, especially when she's playing defense. She's obviously very tall. Not the tallest player, but she is tall. And she doesn't have a lot of size, very skinny, but I think teams get surprised with her wingspan and her jumping ability as well. Just a tremendous, tremendous athlete for Kenna Hunt. And just in general, besides those two girls, just a very deep team. Lumen Christie, everyone knows their roles. Everyone's just really solid. And when you have everybody that buys in, especially on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, it's tough to slow down this team, as everyone that they've faced has experienced to this point. We're going to take another three-minute timeout. And when we come back, the Kelly Express Mart pregame show continues as we talk about Niles Brandywine. What do they bring to this state semifinal matchup? That's coming up next on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Calling all parents of kindergarten age and young fives. Jackson Public Schools is now enrolling for kindergarten and young fives at all seven elementary schools, April 13th through the 23rd. Open houses will include prizes, food, and a free t-shirt upon enrollment. Community partners will be available to serve you at every event. For the full list of days and times, or for more information, call 517-841-2147 or visit jpsk12.org. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
A couple minutes away from tip-off here at the Breslin, Michigan State University. It's the Division III girls state semifinals. Lumen Christie and Brandywine. Kelly Express Smart pregame show continues. So for the Brandywine Bobcats, this is a team that has a history. This is one of those programs that is just consistently not only good but dominant year in and year out. They have a 26-1 overall record to this point, and that's about par for the course for this team. They've had a great program really the last 15 plus years. Since 2009, they've gone a combined 372-38. So just impressive. They have, again, easily 10 times as many wins as they do losses. Single-digit losses is a routine for this team. As a matter of fact, even if they have like four or five losses, that's a high number for this Brandywine team. Just a phenomenal program. And in that stretch, This is the fourth time they've made it to the Final Four and the third consecutive year. In the last year, they lost to Arbor Prep, Scott Stein's old team, in the state semifinals immediately after Arbor Prep eliminated Lumen Christi in the state quarterfinals. And then the year before that, Brandywine losing to Arbor Prep in the state championship. So just 2 years removed from a finals appearance here for Brandywine. So they've pretty much made their home at the Breslin Center with those three straight semifinals at least appearances. But Brandywine, again, phenomenal program year in and year out against a team who, in Lumen Christi, they've never made it this far, but they do have a lot of talent of their own. Looking at their best wins for Brandywine, obviously the strength of schedule. Lumen Christi easily has a much more impressive strength of schedule, but not to take away anything from Brandywine, they do have some quality wins. They've been able to beat Kalamazoo Christian, probably their best win in the regional championship game. Also have a couple of larger wins. They've beaten Kalamazoo Central, a Division I school, and a couple of other very good D3 schools, Kent City and Lawton. Only loss for this Brandywine team is Otsego, who is a very good Division II program, according to Max Preps, a top 10 caliber Division II school. Their playoff path, New Buffalo and Buchanan in the district tournament. They've beaten Goebbels and Kalamazoo Christian in the regional tournament, and they're coming in 50-38 win against Hart in the quarterfinals. So in addition to Brandywine being a consistent, dominant program for D3 and Lumen Christi never making it this far, these two teams have never played each other, so this is a very unfamiliar opponent for the Lady Titans as they look to punch their ticket to their first ever state championship game. The winner of this one will take on Pawamo Westphalia on Saturday at 4 o'clock right here at the Breslin Center. Pawamo Westphalia just now dispatching Roscommon in their semifinal matchup. So a couple players to look out for. Lily Gill, leading scorer for Brandywine, just under 14 points per game. McKenna Price, 11 points per game, and Carly Bird as well, just under 10 points per game. So those will be the three key players that we'll need to keep our eye on for the Brandywine Bobcats. That'll do it for the Kelly Express Mart pregame show. We're going to take one more three-minute break, and when we come back, we will have starting lineups and tip-off for you from the Breslin for the Division III Girls State Semifinals right here on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance Etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eirich, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eirich at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Broadcasting live from the Breslin Center, Michigan State University for the Division III Girls State Semifinals between the Lumen Christi Titans and the Brandywine Bobcats. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM at WKHM.com. It's time for the starting five. First for the Lumen Christi Titans, usual starters of Kenna Hunt, Lily Ganton, Lucy Rozek, Ruby Boyce, and Paige LaFear. Head coach is Scott Stein. Brandywine, meanwhile, starting five is Carly Bird, Zaya Price, McKenna Price, Lily Gill, and Brooke Brummett. Head coach in his 17th year with the program is Josh Hood. So, of course, this is a unfamiliar matchup for Lumen Christi, at least for the program, but it's a more than familiar matchup for Scott Stein. Mentioned the last couple of seasons, his Arbor Prep championship winning team has been able to knock this Brandywine team out of the Final Four in the last few years. So should be a good one to see how this Lumen Christi team faces it, specifically against this Brandywine defense. They've played some very, very strong defense all season. Very seldom do they allow any more than 40 points, this Brandywine team. So should be a fun one. Starting lineups and pregame presentations are done. Ready to get this one underway. Lumen Christi in their white uniforms with green numbers. They've worn these uniforms in every single playoff game this postseason. Meanwhile, for Brandywine, they're wearing their black jerseys with gold numbers trimmed in white. Very, very loud and massive student section making the trip here for Lumen Christi. They actually let the entire school out at 11:30 today so that everybody could come up and watch this game. Should be a fun environment here. Ton of people in attendance for both these schools. Jump ball is going to be between Kenna Hunt and Zaya Price, and Kenna Hunt wins it. Lumen Christi with the first possession of their first ever semifinal game, going from left to right on your radio dial. Kenna Hunt has it near half court, guarded one-on-one by Lily Gill. Screen coming in by Boyce. Dribbles to the top of the key. Another screen by Boyce. Hesitates. Stopped on the baseline. Shuffles it back out to Rozek. Dribbles to the free throw line. Back outside. Ganton. Left wing. Three is up and in. Really need to get that shot going as a team for Lumen. I mentioned how much they struggled with that shot in the last game in the quarterfinals. Now we got a double dribble up the floor for McKenna Price, trying to get it into the front court. She went right into a double team with that tough, stifling half-court press for the Lady Titans. And it's a quick Lady Bobcat turnover. Lumen Christi back the other way, up 3-0. About 45 seconds into the first quarter. Top of the key for Ganton. Swing it to the left wing for Rozek. Gets it to the far side corner for Ganton. Looking for the entry pass. Can't get it. Trap comes in. Back outside for Rozek. Nearly intercepted. Near side for LaFear. Pass fake in. Now trying to get it to the baseline for Ganton. It's going to be out of bounds. Bryce able to come in and cut off that lane, and it was a little bit of a weird angle for Ganton to get that right on the line, and that's a Lumen turnover. Half-court press for Lumen Christie. It's going to be beaten by Brandywine into the front court for McKenna Price. Dribbles it into the far side corner. Dribbles it back outside. Gets the handoff for Gill. Looking back near half court for McKenna Price. Lobs it down low on the baseline for Zaya Price. Has it stripped away and stolen. Lucy Rozek has it going the other way. A couple turnovers forced by Lumen for Brandywine's first few possessions, leading 3-0. And it's going to be turned right back over. Rozek lost at the free throw line, then stole it right back. Goes right to the basket. Layup is in on the right hand. 5-0 lead for Lumen, approaching the 2-minute mark of the first quarter. More half-court pressing for Lumen. Beaten up ahead with a pass to Zaya Price. Able to lob it down low for Brummett. Able to track it back out to the perimeter for Lily Gill. Brandywine settling into their offense. McKenna Price has it. Screen coming in. Trying to back off with Ganton closely guarding her. Back up top near half court for Lily Gill. Dribbles on the left side through Rozek and loses it. Stolen away by Hunt. Defense recovering, but Hunt outrunning everybody. Layup. That one's left short. And rebounded by Price, going quickly the other direction. Able to recover defensively, and then we have another near steal. This time Boyce able to dive on the floor, getting into that passing lane. But it's going to be out of bounds. Brandywine inbounding on the right side of the basket. Still searching for their first points, trailing 5-0. Haven't even gotten a shot up yet. A couple turnovers for their first possessions. Down low on the low block. Another steal, trying to get it down low. Ganton able to strip it away. Lumen the other way. Rozek wide open three left wing. That one's off the heel. Offensive rebound for Ganton. Now gets it back to a cutting Rozek, who floats it up and in. And Lumen, another strong start on both sides. 7-0 lead. And that's going to lead us to a quick timeout from Bobcat head coach Josh Hood. Back in 30 seconds. Lumen up 2.5 minutes into this one on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
7-0 Lumen over Brandywine in our semifinals. Just over 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Quickly out of the timeout, coast to coast. Carly Bird able to go and draw the foul. That's going to be on Ruby Boyce, her first team's first. So first actual shot attempt right there. First couple of possessions for Brandywine, all turnovers. So Carly Bird at the line for two. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws as she misses the first one. Postseason coverage of the Lady Titans in the semifinals brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning, and Industrial Steel Treating. Second free throw also offline for Bird, but an offensive rebound by Price gives Brandywine another try here. Still no points yet. Driving right through the lane. Tried to kick it back out, but stolen away by Hunt. Coast to coast, right into the defender. Layup on the right hand, up and in. First points for Kenna Hunt in the semis. And it's a 9-0 Lumen lead. Less than 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Half court pressure. Able to get it into the front court with Gill. Goes right to the basket over the defender. And it's an offensive foul. Excellent positioning by Paige Lafier, able to set her feet. And that's going to be another Brandywine turnover. Offensive foul on Lily Gill. Pulling the other direction now, a full court press from Brandywine. Haven't really been able to see it in this one because they haven't been able to get any buckets. They'll back off. More just a solo half court press for McKenna Price. Kenna Hunt dribbles to the right elbow, pulls it back to the near side corner for Lafier. Pass fake in, spin move, lost the dribble, picks it up at the elbow. Now trying to go back outside with it. Bounce pass to Hunt over the Spartan logo at midcourt. And Lumen Christian is going to restart their offense on this possession. Just over 4 minutes left in the quarter. Leading 9-0 over Brandywine. Screen coming in for LaFear. Dribbles around it. Now going to hesitate. Drives right through. Stopped at the elbow. Going to bounce pass over to the left wing. Long to LaFear. That one's drilled. Lumen Christian on both sides of the ball. Could not have asked for a better start. 11-0 over Brandywine. Into the front court. Right wing for Carly Bird. Now at midcourt for McKenna Price. Lumen Christie just smothering. And again, just a simple man. But able to get in the passing lanes, make those interior passes tough as we have another interception, this time from Ganton, trying to get it on the block to Gill. And Lumen Christie forcing turnover after turnover. Left wing three, up and in for Lily Ganton, her second long ball. And it's a 14-0 lead for Lumen. Just like in their quarterfinal against Plymouth Christian Academy. 3:15 left in the first quarter, and a lost dribble stolen by Hunt. Dribble to the top of the key. Step back, three ball. That one's off the front iron. Offensive rebound for Rozek, but stripped away and stolen by Zaya Price. Outlet pass up ahead. Euro step layup. Up and in, off the glass for McKenna Price. Finally getting Brandywine on the board. 5 minutes into this contest. It's 14-2. Here comes Lumen Christie. Rozek up ahead for Boyce on the right wing. Picks up the dribble. Now on the near side for Ganton. Holds onto it for a moment now. Trying to loft it over to the opposite wing, but intercepted by Carly Bird. Coast-to-coast layup is a foul by Lucy Rozek. And that will send Bird to the line for two free throws. She missed her first two. So a couple more Aspen 1 hour free throws for Brandywine. Postseason coverage also presented by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. First free throw off. Carly Bird 0 for 3 from the free throw line. By the way, 9 turnovers in the first 5.5 minutes of this game for Brandywine. That is not sustainable. Especially in a against a team of this caliber. You are not going to be able to have much success if you continue to turn the ball over that rate. Second free throw up and in. Bird with her first point as more great passing the other way. Aaron O'Dowd, who just checked in, able to get a nice feed to Lily Ganton, who gets another bucket. Quick 8 points for Ganton as Lumen Christie leads 16-3. Another outlet pass stolen by Boyce. How many turnovers are Brandywine going to get in this first quarter? 2 minutes left. Step back from the free throw line for Hunt. Left short, looking for the foul. Didn't get it. Defender closed right in on her. And it's going to be rebounded going the other way for Brandywine. Reverse layup. That one's left short. Offensive rebound put back. No by Price. And Lumen Christie the other direction. Another stop. Kenna Hunt over the midcourt. Now back over for Rozek on the right wing. Guarded by McKenna Price. Lumen slowing it down here. 1:45 left in the quarter. 16-3 score for Lumen. A lot of success in their first ever semifinal. Rozek bounce pass up top for Ganton. She's going to fire the deep three. College range. That one's offline. And rebounded by Lily Gill. Dribbles it quickly to the left wing and then pulls it back outside for McKenna Price. To the near side corner. Head fake. Drives past the defender. Floater. That one's off the heel and out. Rebounded for Ganton. At least Brandywine's at least getting some shots up. But still just tough, tough Lumen Christie defense. Setting their offense up for success. Taking their time here again. Kenna Hunt has it. Screen coming from Rozek. Dribbles to the left. Free throw line extended. Now a handoff for O'Dowd. Near side Ganton. Can she get another one? That one's left short. The rebound down for McKenna Price. Outlet ahead. 50 seconds left in the quarter. Euro step offline for Carly Bird, and another rebound for Ganton. Boy, she's an animal down there on the defensive boards. Kenna Hunt dribbles to the other block. Fallaway jumper off glass, and that's another beautiful finish for the sophomore. She's got 4. Lumen Christie leads 18-3. Final 30 seconds of the first quarter from the Breslin Center. Right wing for Lily Gill. Now back on the near side for McKenna Price. Brandywine working for the last shot here as it's a lost dribble. Kenna Hunt able to dive on the floor for it. Gets the steal. Gets it up ahead to Rozek. Dribbles right to the rim. Layup up. Blocked away by Zaya Price. The rebound by Macy Pello getting her first action here. 3 seconds left. Pass up ahead to the near side. Your step layup way late offline anyways for Zaya Price. And that concludes a spectacular first quarter for the Lady Titans, leading 18-3 over Brandywine in our girls' Division III semifinals. We're taking a 60-second timeout. When we come back, second quarter awaits us. This is girls' semifinal basketball on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Today's coverage is presented by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, and County National Bank. It's the start of the second quarter for our girls' semis from the Breslin Center. Lumen Christie dominant so far, 18-3. Over the Brandywine Bobcats. Connor Dockery broadcasting right here with you on this Thursday afternoon on WKHM. Just tough, tough defense, as we've seen all postseason for Lumen, forcing a ton of turnovers. It took 5 minutes into the game for Brandywine to even get on the board. And of course, the three ball has been landing, unlike against Plymouth Christian Academy in the quarterfinals. So first possession, it's going to be Brandywine, and we're going to have a travel call into the front court. Another Brandywine turnover. Their 12th of the game already. And, of course, unforced turnovers like that not going to help their case. Kenna Hunt right over the Spartan logo at midcourt. Going to loft it to the right wing for Rozek. Dribbles top of the key, spin move through the lane, layup up, that one short, but a shooting foul called. Lucy Rozek going to the line first. Two Lumen free throws coming up. It's going to be on Macy Pello. They're actually going to get it on McKenna Price, her first. So Lucy Rozek, first Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw, drills it. She's got 5 points now. One rebound, one assist as well. Both free throws up and in. And Lumen gets going in the scoring column right here in the second. Don't miss a beat. 20-3 lead over Brandywine. Just over 30 seconds into this second quarter. On the right wing for McKenna Price. Guarded closely by Tristan Johnson, getting her first action in this one. Lofted in the far side corner and a bad pass out of bounds. Lily Gill couldn't handle it. Goes right out of bounds to Lumen's bench. And that's another turnover for Brandywine. 13 turnovers in this first half. Lucy Rozek has it to the top of the key. Bounce pass to the near side for Hunt. Head fake, drives through. Tough floater up and in. No matter what defense she sees, she's able to make that look easy. Kenna Hunt with six. And it's 22-3. Gets her hand on another one. Going to be trapped at the midcourt for McKenna Price. And we're going to have a timeout called by Brandywine in that trap. 22-3 Lumen. 6:48 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Today's semifinal coverage brought to you by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Sewing, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, as we've got a quick score out of the timeout for Lily Gill. Finally ending another little run for Lumen, making it 22-5, 6.5 to go in this first half. Our girls' semifinals, Lumen ball now. Top of the key for Paige LaFleur, spin move, going to go right into the defender. Zaya Price going to say a jump ball, getting her hand on that one. Great defense for Price. Possession arrow keeps it with Lumen. Johnson and O'Dowd head to the bench, going to be replaced by Ellen Thompson and Ruby Boyce. Make it Lily Ganton, I beg your pardon, not Ellen Thompson. For Hunt in the near side corner, fall away jumper, spin move, left short. Great defense from Lily Gill. And Brandywine going the other direction. Brandywine just starting to get it going on the defensive side as a three ball in the corner offline for McKenna Price. McKenna Hunt outlet for Rozek, too far for her. And she was out of control going out of bounds on the baseline. Woman trying to strike before Brandywine's defense could set. And it lands in a turnover. 22-5, Lumen over Brandywine. 6 minutes left in the second quarter. Near side for McKenna Price, lobs it to the free throw line for Bird, and we're going to have a foul on that pass by Paige LaFleur. That's going to be her first, team's first. Shooting splits as well. Lumen 50% from the floor, 33% from three, and meanwhile, Brandywine just 29% overall. And that's not even to mention how many turnovers they've had. It's, I mean, that shooting percentage on limited shots. Lobbing it down low for Bird. Pulls it back out to the perimeter, closely guarded by Boyce. Now another pass up ahead to Gill, top of the key. Drives through the lane against Rozek. Foul's going to be called. Rozek's going to have two, and Carly Bird make it Lily Gill, going to get a trip to the line. So we'll see if Scott Stein pulls Rozek here for a moment. I mean, two personal fouls in the second quarter, not the end of the world, but you never know. First free throw offline for Gill. Man, free throw struggles for Brandywine. Continues just 1 of 5 as a team. In addition to these turnovers, you're leaving a lot of points on the board. Second free throw in. Gill has three, and it's now 22-6. Kenna Hunt up the floor for the Lady Titans. Lops it to the far side corner for LaFleur. Back outside for Rozek. Drives through the free throw line. Kicks it to the near side corner. Boyce dribbles to the free throw line herself and kicks it back outside for Kenna Hunt. Deflected into the backcourt by Gill. Able to collect it safely. Hunt going to slow it down, looking for a screen coming in. Boyce sets it on the left side. Kenna Hunt hesitates, pulls it back outside. Dribbles, pulls it back. Now going to hold on to it. Looking for the handoff, doesn't get it. Boyce drives through, tough shot floater. That one's offline, blocked by Brummett. Able to recollect it on the perimeter. Back to the near side of Lumen, a long possession here. LaFleur through the lane, back to Ganton. Fires a mid-range jumper. That one's left short from 10 feet out. Rebound down for Brummett. Couple tries, no dice. Brandywine the other direction in the far side corner for Bird. Lobs it down low. Jumper on the baseline. That one's off by Price. A couple scoreless possessions for both teams here. 4.5 to go in the first half. Now a corner three. That one's offline for Boyce. And then the ball deflected out of bounds by LaFleur. 22-6. Lumen on top of Brandywine. Won't you get a foul, looks like. It is going to be on LaFleur, her second. And both her and Rozek with two. They'll head to the bench, replaced by Aaron O'Dowd and Tristan Johnson. Here come the Lady Bobcats the other way with McKenna Price over the midcourt logo, now on the near side for Bird. Back for Price. Top of the key, now lobbing it down low, nearly intercepted. Back to the top of the key for Price. Still a man defense for Lumen, driving on the baseline, back to the near side corner. Back all around the perimeter, trying to generate some open look, anything they can get. Now a turnaround jumper in the lane, in by Zaya Price, her first score. Now Brandywine on a quick 5-0 run, pulling to within 14 points. 3:50 left in the first half. Kenna Hunt drives through the lane. Tough shot up. No, but a foul was called. Kenna Hunt going to the line for two. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. Fouls on Lily Gill, her second. So Kenna Hunt so far with 6 points. 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Great overall game so far as the first free throw offline. Playoff coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour, and Industrial Steel Treating, as well as Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Wilmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. Kenna Hunt's second free throw up and in, 1 of 2 there. And it's 23-8. Lumen Christie's been up by double digits basically the entire game. Quick 14-0 lead as we got the pass in the corner. Intercepted by Ganton. Couple passes up ahead to Johnson. Layup on the right hand is up and in. Johnson, first bucket off the bench. That's what Lumen needs to get back doing. Forcing those turnovers and getting those easy fast break scores. That's what helped them weather that second quarter storm against Plymouth Christian Academy. In the quarterfinal, 3-ball on the left wing offline. But an offensive rebound put back up and in for Zaya Price. Cuts the deficit back down to 15 for Brandywine. 3:08 left in the first half. Kenna Hunt off the screen, takes the college three. That one's offline. Rebound for Aaron O'Dowd, trying to dribble it back outside, but it's stripped away and out of bounds by McKenna Price. Staying right here with Lumen, inbounding on the left side of the baseline. And we're going to have a timeout called on the floor. 3 minutes now to go in the first half of our girls' semifinals. Lumen in control, 25-10. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Calling all parents of kindergarten age and young fives. Jackson Public Schools is now enrolling for kindergarten and young fives at all 7 elementary schools, April 13th through the 23rd. Open houses will include prizes, food, and a free t-shirt upon enrollment. Community partners will be available to serve you at every event. For the full list of days and times, or for more information, call 517-841-2147 or visit jpsk12.org. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
25-10 out of the timeout. 3 minutes left in the first half. Lumen Christie ball, Kenna Hunt inbounding on the left side of the basket. Here at the Breslin Center. And the pass could be immediately smacked out of bounds by Bird. There's another try on the inbound for Kenna Hunt. Bounce pass to the low block for Boyce. Handoff for Rozek. Layup on the right hand. Up and in. We'll see Rozek with 8. Lumen back up by 17. 2:50 left in the second quarter. Brandywine ball up top for Lily Gill. Now on the near side. Rolls back to the free throw line on the right wing for McKenna Price. Gets it back for Gill. Lumen now a little bit more zone. Trying to give Brandywine some different looks. Now on the far side and at the free throw line for Price. Back in the corner, 3-ball Brummett. That one's too strong, an air ball. Right into the arms of Kenna Hunt. Goes coast to coast. Dish down low for Rozek. Nice find and a nice score. Rozek in double digits with 10 points on that nice assist from Hunt. Fast break, run to perfection there. 29-10 for Lumen. Large lead of the game. Just over 2 minutes left in the first half. Near side for Gill. Back out to the perimeter for McKenna Price. Couple passes and a block on the three by Hunt. Recollected by Brummett, and then Hunt steals it. Couple nice defensive stats for Kenna Hunt. Back to back in the same possession. Controls it now near half court on the far side. Met out there by Gill. Slows it down. Trying to run their play here. Three girls up top trying to set the screen. They split. Out of the near side corner for O'Dowd. Back outside for Hunt. Just looks as calm and collected as ever. To restart the play here. Pulls it back near half court. Screen set back for O'Dowd. Head fake. Can't fire the three. A couple good closeouts there for Brandywine deterring that shot. Now a screen for Boyce. Back to the near side. O'Dowd this time fires a three. That one's off the front iron. Rebound loose. Going to be controlled by Ganton. Back outside. Boyce. She'll fire the three. That one's off the front iron. And then another long rebound out. Rozek just completely out-hustling Brummett. Ran right past her and swiped it away. Three ball for O'Dowd. That one's off the heel. And another offensive rebound for Ganton. O'Dowd, fourth time's a charm. No, it's wide right. And the rebound's going to be controlled this time by Brummett. 4 3-pointers. And all misses for Lumen. Ball's going to be poked out of bounds by Boyce. And Brandywine will inbound right in front of us on the near sideline with Carly Burr. Tristan Johnson back in for Lucy Rozek. Final 40 seconds of the first half. Lumen leads 29-10 over Brandywine in our girls' semifinals. On the right wing for Lily Gill. Driving against Johnson. Plays very tough defense off the bench. Can't get into a lot of fouls, however. As we have a drive through the lane for Lily Gill, it's going to be a blocking foul called. Head coach Scott Stein can't believe it. It's going to be on Ruby Boyce, her second, and looks like a non-shooting foul. Not quite in the bonus. Lumen has 14 fouls. Ellen Thompson now into the game for Ruby Boyce. So Brandywine inbounds on the right side of the basket. 24 seconds left in the half. Shot off glass on the inbound. No by Price. And then Hunt controls the rebound. Lumen will slow things down here for the final shot of the first half. An unbelievable half of play for Lumen Christie. Got out to an early big lead. They've been able to maintain here. In the teens, through the lane for O'Dowd, layup, no, and that'll do it for the first half of play from the Breslin Center. Lumen Christie leads 29-10 at the break. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes. When we come back, we'll recap the first half for you right here on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eirich, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eirich at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We are at halftime for our girls' Division III semifinals from the Breslin Center, Michigan State University. Bloom and Christie, dominant first half, 29-10 over the Brandywine Bobcats. So for the first half, it was just the way that Lumen started the game. Just an unbelievable start. 14-0 lead. Just like in their quarterfinal against Plymouth Christian Academy. But you didn't have that defensive adjustment from Brandywine and then drop off from Lumen, where it took them a good amount of time before they got their offense back rolling again. You never really saw that from Brandywine in this one. They've gotten their offense going a little bit. It took them 5 minutes into this game to get their first points, but Lumen, I mean, they've been getting the job done, mostly on the defensive side of the ball. It starts with turnovers. Brandywine did clean that up in the second quarter, but 15 turnovers in the first half, 12 of those came in the first quarter. And Lumen with just so many easy fast break points, really to key that early 14-0 run. And since then, as I mentioned, they've been able to maintain. They've led at two different points, including right now at halftime by 19. And they just, man, Lumen, build a big lead like this, they're just so tough to come back on because of the defense that Lumen Christie plays. They played a lot of man in this first half. We saw them close that second quarter with a little bit of a zone look. But otherwise, I mean, they just have been forcing a lot of turnovers. And even when they're not actually turning the ball over, they're getting their hands up, forcing tough shots from Brandywine. I don't think I've seen a single wide open shot from Brandywine in that first half. All of their shots that they got up were pretty heavily contested. And can't ask for anything more if you are head coach Scott Stein from your girls. Just terrific, terrific defense. And we talked about Brandywine. They're a pretty good defensive team as well. They very rarely allow more than 40 points in the season. And here's Lumen Christie, 29 points in the first half. And, of course, Brandywine's own offense is mostly responsible for that. Just can't get it off the ground. But if they want to come back in this one, it starts with getting those stops consistently against Lumen Christie. They've had some good success in that second quarter at getting stops from Lumen in the half court, especially when Lumen's three-point shot started to phase out a little bit. But, I mean, otherwise, Lumen Christie, keep doing what you're doing, especially on the defensive side of the ball, just dominance right there, not only in terms of forcing turnovers, but controlling the rebounds as well. A 16-11 edge on the rebounding. That's gone a long way as well. So leading scorer is Lucy Rozek. Had a great first half, 10 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. You've also got 8 points. She had a couple quick 3 balls in the early 14-0 run to start the game as well for Lily Ganton. 8 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist. Kenna Hunt doing it all as well. 7 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. A couple nice fast break dimes in there. And then 2 each for Tristan Johnson and Paige LaFleur. Meanwhile, for Brandywine, Leading scorer is Zaya Price with 4 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Also got 3 for Lily Gill, 2 for McKenna Price, 1 for Kylie Burr. Again, halftime score is 29-10. Bloomin' Christie over Brandywine. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. We'll have the second half for you next in our girls' semifinals from the President Center right here on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh's Affordable Dumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, 2 John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Live coverage of the girls' semis and all playoff coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and Industrial Steel Treating. Second half, now underway, 29-10. Lead for Lumen Christie over Brandywine. Connor Dockery with you from the Breslin Center at Michigan State University. Brandywine with the first possession of the second half, going from left to right on your radio dials. We got a foul on the baseline. Zaya Price shooting a jumper there. A lot of contact. So Price going to the line for two. Lily Ganton with her first personal foul on that one. So Zaya Price so far with 4 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. For Brandywine, and the first free throw too strong. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Playoff coverage also brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Wilmar Machine Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. Second free throw up and in. She's got 5, and that opens up the second half scoring for Brandywine, pulling to within 18. Woman going the other way. Floater on the baseline. Up and in for Ruby Boyce to get her first semifinal bucket. 31-11 now. Large lead of the game for Woman. It's 20. Top of the key for McKenna Price. Greeny wind the other way. Carly Bird on the near side. Now pulling it around the perimeter. Left wing for Gill. Bobs it to the near side corner for Bird. Back to the top of the key for Bryce. Drives through. Back for Bird on the right wing. Trying to get the screen set in the left wing for Price. Back in the corner. Trying to get this ball movement going. Round to the opposite corner. Driving through for Gill. Had it trapped away by Hunt. Nearly stolen, but able to keep it. More passing. Getting it to the baseline for Brummett. And one more tough shot for Bird offline. Offensive rebound put back up. No, and a foul. That'll land Zaya Price right back to the free throw line. It's another one on Ganton. Two fouls to open this second half. Zaya Price so far with five, but one of two last trip to the line. She makes the first one here. Free throws, again, brought to you by Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And additional coverage brought to you by the Brokerage House, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, etc. And will be transit mix. Two of two this time for Price. Pulls Lumen their lead down to 18. Lumen Christie the other way with Kenna Hunt quickly in the front court to beat that full court press. Now for Rozek at the free throw line. Dishes to the near side corner for Ganton. Three ball too strong. Rebound tracked out in the corner by Boyce. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass over for Rozek. Another try for the Lady Titans. Dribbles top of the key. And they'll restart their offense here. Guarded out there by Gill. Rozek holds on to it. Looking for the back screen. Now the screen coming on the right for Ruby Boyce. Dribbles to the right elbow. Bounce pass over for Kenna Hunt on the wing. Drives through. Back outside. Ganton fires another three. This time it's up and in. That's her third long ball of the game. And Lumen largely 21 points now. 34-13, 2 minutes into the third quarter. Brandywine ball pass to the free throw line for Zaya Price. Double teamed from Lumen. Driving through, able to kick it back out. And Gill draws the foul. So Brandywine, it's clear their game plan for the second half is to really get more aggressive driving to the basket, try to draw the contact. So far it's had some success, but they got to get stops on the other end. It's also the third personal foul on Ruby Boyce as the first Aspen Hour free throw up and in for Lily Gill. Aaron O'Dowd in for Boyce. One more free throw coming up for Gill. Got both this time. She's got five. Woman's lead cut to 19. Full court press. Pass up ahead to Rozek. That's going to be poked out of bounds by McKenna Price. And it'll stay right here with... No! They're going to say it was last touched by Rozek. So a turnover forced by Brandywine in the full court press. And they'll go the other way. Got a lot of ground to cover, however. And even with their increased offensive production, they still have not been able to really gain any ground. Down low, follow a jumper 4 feet out. Tough score for Price over a great contest by Kenna Hunt. Price now with nine. Woman's lead cut to 17. 5.5 to go in this third quarter. Kenna Hunt has it at the top of the key. Dribbles around to the right wing. Guarded closely by Lily Gill. Now hesitates. Couple crossover dribbles through the legs. And then she'll pull it back near half court. Rozek coming in for the screen on the left. Slips it. Now drives through. Back to the near side corner. Ganton drives to the basket. Floater up. That one's wide right. Rebound loose in the baseline. It's going to be picked up by Zaya Price. Brandywine the other direction. Rough dribbling there for Pello. Able to recollect it. Back out for Carly Bird. Another stop secured by Brandywine. They're just trying to slowly but surely chip it away. One possession at a time. That'll get them back into it. After all, it was their tough defense that led to the majority of their success over the last 15-plus years. Far side, driving through back for Zaya Price. Jumper from 8 feet out. That one rolls off the rim to the right and rebounded by O'Dowd. The Lady Titans right back. They could use a bucket here. They need their offensive mojo back. Still a sizable lead, but you don't want to get Brandywine back into this as the floater through the lane offline by Kenna Hunt. She will draw the foul. So Hunt to the line for two. Foul's going to be committed by Zaya Price, her first. So Ken Hunt so far with 7 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. Showing off her all-around game here at her Breslin Center debut. As the first free throw, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour, left short. One more try at the line for Hunt. Made it. She's got 8 now. Women's lead back to 18. It's 35-17. 4:15 left in the third quarter. Stopping at the right elbow. Price, pass intercepted by Hunt. Going the other direction. Crossover right to the basket. Floater off glass and in. Another great score for the sophomore. Woman just like that back up by 20. Into the front court for Lily Gill. Guarded by Ganton. Now a handoff for Bird. They're trying to cross over around Lafier. Can't get it past. As Woman back in their man defense. Driving right to the basket for Bird. Runs right into Kenna Hunt. They're going to call Hunt on the foul. Her first. Carly Bird back to the line. I'm telling you, just trying to get to the line. Maybe more importantly, trying to get some of these Lady Titans into foul trouble. They do have 3 for Boyce. A couple other players with 2. As the first Aspen 1 Hour free throw offline for Bird. Tristan Johnson into the game for Paige Lafier. One more free throw coming for Bird. Got it. She's got 2, both of them on a free throw. She's missed a lot of free throws as well. It's 37-18. Kenna Hunt outlet pass for Johnson. Layup off glass and in. Kristen Johnson, she's a really solid player off the bench for this Lumen Christi team. She could probably be a great starter for a lot of other teams. What a weapon to have. As Brandywine through the lane for Bird. Layup on the right hand, left short, and she draws another foul and gets another trip to the line. Had a wide open lane there. Defender rotated in late. That's going to be the 3rd foul on Ganton. All of those fouls committed in this third quarter. Looks like Paige Lafier set to replace her. It's Carly Bird. First free throw this time, a miss. So Lafier officially back in. Carly Bird, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. And makes the 2nd one. Another 20-point Lumen lead going the other way with the ball. 3:15 left in the third quarter here in the state semis. Winner will take on Pawama Westphalia on Saturday. Lafier top of the key, head fake, drives through the lane, layup left hand, no, but a blocking foul called against Macy Pello. And now Paige Lafier going to the line for 2. Needs Lafier as well. 2 points so far in this one. She does a lot more for this team than the stat sheet necessarily shows. Great leader for this team. First free throw offline, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. One more try coming. Missed the 2nd one. Didn't hit rim, so it'll be an inbound on the baseline for Brandywine. Here come the Lady Bobcats with McKenna Price. Bringing the ball up the floor. Going to be met there by Rozek. Going to pick up her dribble. Can't get the handoff to Gill. Gets it to her now. Hits the switch. Rozek guarding her. Now back near half court for McKenna Price. Dribbles around to the left wing. Holds onto it for a moment. Now at the free throw line for Bird. Back out for Gill. Drives crossover through the lane. Floater draws another foul, and she'll go to the line. Basically just been free throws in this third quarter. That's going to be the 3rd foul on Rozek as well. As I mentioned, that's been a part of it, not only to get to the line, slow the game down, and get free throws to try to chip into this, but get some of these key players in foul trouble. As the first free throw offline for Gill. 3 starters, Ganton, Rozek, and Boyce, all with 3 fouls now. Rozek going to stay in the game for the time being as the 2nd free throw up and in for Gill. She's got 6. Women's lead cut down to 19. 2:40 left in the third as the outlet pass into the corner going to be poked out by Carly Bird. It'll stay with Lumen Christie inbounding on the corner there, right there on the sideline. They'll actually have it be on the corner there on the far left side of the baseline. Kenna Hunt inbounding. And we're going to get a quick timeout for head coach Scott Stein, not liking what he's seeing on that inbounds play. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Lumen Christie leads 39-20 over Brandywine in our girls' semifinal right here on WKHM.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
39-20, Lumen over Brandywine out of the timeout. 2:37 to go in the third quarter of our girls' semifinals. Kenna Hunt inbounding on the baseline. Able to get it. Trying to get it to Johnson. Tipped away by Price and stolen away. One-on-one fast break the other way. Missed the first shot. Got her own rebound and put it up and in over Tristan Johnson. I think that's the first actual field goal in this second half for Brandywine. All the rest of their points coming on free throws. A deflected pass there on the midcourt from the full court press. Lumen able to keep it, however. Kenna Hunt has it near half court, guarded by Gill. Dribbles to the left wing, picks up the dribble. Hands off for Johnson, drives through the lane, layup on the glass, is in on the right hand. Another beautiful score by Johnson. I'm telling you, solid player off the bench. It's now 41-22. And even though Brandywine's starting to get some better offensive production, they're not getting any ground. Their trademark defense not able to get stops. Kenna Hunt gets a steal, coast-to-coast layup on the left hand is in. Just like that, Lumen Christie back up by 21. 1:35 left in the third. Hand off up top for Gill. Hunt comes in to help, cut her off to the basket. Now a pass deflected away and stolen by Tristan Johnson. Coast to coast, layup on the left hand, blocked away by Bird, and they'll call a late foul on it. So Tristan Johnson going to the line for two for the Lady Titans. It's the first foul on Bird. Tristan Johnson so far with 6 points off the bench. And on top of that scoring punch she's provided off the bench, she plays just very tough defense. Very strong for her age. Tough player to get around. First Aspen 1 hour free throw offline. And we're getting our first semifinal minutes from Cody Ruge. Checks in to replace Lucy Rozak, playing with three fouls. One more try at the line for Johnson. She got it. Now with seven. Lumen Christie up 44-22, doubling up Brandywine. That was a trend we kept seeing in the quarterfinal against Plymouth Christian Academy. They continue to grow their lead as we got a three ball top of the key for Zaya Price. That's the first three-pointer all game for Brandywine. More full court pressure as Lumen going the other way. Lead cut to 19. Kenna Hunt going to the far side corner. Kicks it back outside Johnson. Fires the three. That one's wide right. Rebound pulled down by McKenna Price. 50 seconds left in this third quarter. Outlet pass stolen away by Hunt, but they're going to say she's out of bounds on the far sideline right in front of the scorer's table. So Brandywine will hold on to the possession. Inbound for Bird into the backcourt. Top of the key. McKenna Price gets the handoff for Gill. Stopped. Looking for the back cut. Can't get there. Nice closeout there by Lumen to cut off that passing lane. Back to the left wing, far side corner for Price. And back now for Bird. Pello, Bird, 25 seconds left in the quarter. And we're going to get a foul called on Aaron O'Dowd. Some contact on the perimeter. And in the bonus now, Brandywine going to the line for two. That is not correct. They're switching it to a inbound on the sideline. That was definitely the fifth team foul on Lumen Christie. They even have it bonus on the scoreboard, and I think the scores table trying to get their attention, and they do. Switch it to bonus free throws. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning for Brandywine. It'll be Carly Bird shooting these. Standout scorer for Brandywine, it's been Zaya Price. 14 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, but have not been able to get really meaningful contributions elsewhere. As the first free throw offline for Burt, she's missed a ton of free throws in this one. Second free throw, that's also a miss. Exactly 50% free throw shooting for Brandywine. 10 of 20. And on the rebound, fight for it. It's going to be poked out of bounds by Lumen. So despite the two missed free throws, Brandywine will inbound on the right side of the basket. Lily Ganton checks back in for Lucy Rosa. 22 seconds left in this third quarter. While we get into the top of the key, it's going to be stolen by Ganton. Able to shuffle it immediately over to Johnson. And that's a nice steal by Luma. They're going to say Johnson double dribbled up the floor. She's kind of confused, and I am too. I didn't really see that double dribble. On the far side of the floor, however. As we're going to have Ellen Thompson into the game for Lily Ganton. For Luma Christie. Final 15 seconds of the third quarter. Brandywine ball trailing Lumen by 19 here in the state semis. Near side for Bird. Pass fake in, drives through, floater off the front iron. Rebound by Ruge. And here comes Kenna Hunt the other way. Final 2 seconds. Half court heave. Ooh, just short. But that will conclude the third quarter. One quarter remains. Lumen Christie on the cusp of making it to their first ever state championship game for girls basketball, leading 44-25. Back in 60 seconds, this is girls high school basketball on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Fourth and final quarter for our girls' semifinals is upon us with Lumen Christie up big, 44-25 over the Brandywine Bobcats. Connor Dockery with you from Michigan State University. It was that quick 14-0 lead. Lumen has not looked back since then. Brandywine able to really trim it to as little as 14 points midway through that second quarter. But since then, Lumen Christie's been able to maintain the lead around the 18-22 point range for really the late second quarter onward. Lumen will have the first possession of the fourth with Ganton inbounding on the near sideline. Into the near side corner for Rozak. Drives through to the free throw line. Back for Ganton. Stopped at the free throw line. Back for Lafier. Pump fake. Drives through. Scoop layup left hand. That one's going to be a foul. And free throws coming for Paige Lafier. She slipped on her way up as well. Now it's going to be Zaya Price committing her second personal foul. So Paige Lafier so far 2 points. Couple free throws coming up. First free throw left short. Free throws brought to you by Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Playoff coverage also brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools and Industrial Steel Treating, as well as Aspen One Hour. Second free throw up and in for LaFear. 3 points. Opens up the fourth quarter scoring for Blumen, leading by 20. Brandywine the other way. Top of the key for Price. Gets the handoff for Bird. And then at the free throw line for Zaya Price. Jump shot. That one's wide right. Rebound by Kenna Hunt. Outlet to the far side corner for LaFear. Drives to the free throw line. Spin move. Left hook on the block. That one's off. Rebound poked out of bounds. And it'll be last touched by Brandywine. Kept right here by Lumen. Inbounding in front of their own bench with Kenna Hunt. 30 seconds into this fourth, it's 45-25 Lumen Christi. State semis. Well on their way in this one. Of course, anything can happen, but with how they've played, especially defensively, it's hard to envision them blowing this one. We'll see. Rozek has it near half court, guarded by McKenna Price. She'll back off and slow it down here for a moment. Slip screen by Hunt. Gets the handoff for LaFear. Drives through. Pull up at the free throw line. That one's wide right. Rebound for Zaya Price. Up ahead for Bird. And now back over for McKenna Price. Lobs it back down low for Zaya Price. Into the far side corner for Brummett. Fires a three. Up and in. Brooke Brummett. That's her first bucket. Only the second three-pointer made for Brandywine in this one. And that trims the deficit down to 17. 6.5 left in the fourth. Paige LaFear has it at the top of the key. Going to get the handoff for Kenna Hunt. Guarded by Lily Gill. Looking for the screen by LaFear. Instead, passes it to her. Top of the key, gets the handoff for Rozek. Back at the top of the key, guarded by McKenna Price. Holds on to it. Lumen Christi in no hurry. Defender closes in to force the timer in terms of the... You know, holding it on too long. Now Rozek on the floor, lost it briefly into the near side corner. Ganton fires a three, too strong, but an offensive rebound put back by Boyce. No. Great chance there, but Brandywine going the other direction. Trying to continue to chip away at the deficit. Got only less than 6 minutes left of their season potentially to try to chip away at this. As we got a layup and a foul. Brandywine getting more free throws as McKenna Price took a little bit of a bump on her shin there. Looked very painful. Slow to get up, but she's going to be fine. It's going to be the fourth personal foul on Ruby Boyce. McKenna Price at the line. She's got 2 points so far. She missed the first as the one-hour free throw. Also has three rebounds and an assist. Going to have a timeout between free throws. We'll step aside as well. Back in 60 seconds, Lumen Christi leads 45-28. Less than 6 minutes to play in the semifinals on WKHF.
Hi, friends. I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
One more Aspen 1 hour. Free throw coming for McKenna Price. As Lumen Christi leads 45-28 over Brandywine. 5:49 to go in our girls' semifinals. Second free throw left short as well. Comes up empty. Aaron O'Dowd gets the rebound. Some full court pressure, gets the handoff for Kenna Hunt, who goes quickly into the front court. Now lofts it down low for a wide open Lily Ganton, who scores on the low block. Ganton stepping up big time for the Lady Titans. She's got 13 points. A couple of three balls mixed in there. And women's lead is back out to 19. Trapped on the right elbow for Price. Back for Gill and then for Zaya Price, who's able to score on the low block. She's got 16 points to lead all scorers, but again, hasn't had much help from her teammates in terms of scoring. Just over 5 minutes left. Kenna Hunt stops, pops on the baseline, and scores off glass. I'm telling you, she just makes it easy. Some of these tougher shots she's got, just so tough to force her into a miss. 49-30. Lumen Christie on top, less than 5 minutes to play. Near half court for Gill. Gets the screen, drives to the baseline, back to the near side corner for Pella. Picked up the dribble, now on the low block. Zaya Price fallaway jumper over Hunt is up and in. Now she's got 18. Lumen's lead cut to 17. And Brandywine, even with better offense as the game has wore on, they just cannot really get stops. Have not been able to gain ground. 4:20 left. Trap on the far side for Rozak. Has to dribble near half court, but we're going to get a timeout call as Scott Stein needs to chat things over again with his girls. 60-second timeout. Just over 4 minutes to play. Lumen up by 17 on WKHM.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
4:18 left in our girls' semis. 49-32 lead for Lumen Christie over Brandywine. Lumen ball out of the timeout. Johnson in the corner gets it back outside for Ganton. And now for Kenna Hunt on the right wing. Trap coming in, dribbles out of it. Back up top for Ganton. Now at the free throw line for Rozek. Sidestep now pulls it back out to near half court. Picks up her dribble now for Hunt. Near side for Ganton. Just trying to get that defense moving all over the place. Trying to wear them down. As Kenna Hunt holds it near half court once more. Lumen in no hurry given their current lead. This is also only the fifth time all season that Brandywine has allowed more than 40 points. Just impressive defensive team, but Lumen's defense much more impressive in this one. Kenna Hunt still just holding on to it. Now gets a handoff for Johnson. And loses the dribble into the backcourt. Going to say now backcourt violation, was not touched by Brandywine to force that one in the backcourt. So after all of that dribbling, it results in a Lumen turnover, but able to melt away over 30 seconds off the clock. McKenna Price top of the key. Now trying to get the handoff, stolen away, bad pass. 3-on-1 the other way. Hunt drives right into the defender, layup in traffic, too strong. Gets her own rebound, puts it up and in softly. 16 for Hunt. Lumen leads 51-32, just over 3 minutes to play. Well on their way to facing Pomona Westphalia in this building on Saturday at 4. Layup is going to be left short for Carly Bird. Lumen going the other direction with Kenna Hunt. Gill guarding her at the midcourt. Dribbles on the right hand. Trying to get the handoff for Ganton. Bounce pass into the corner. Ganton down low for Rozak. Easy shot. No. Good late defense by Bird, but a rebound put back up. No by O'Dowd. And then a foul on the following rebound by Rozek. will be her fourth. I'll actually call it on O'Dowd. Regardless, it is Brandywine ball the other direction, 2:38 left. Biggest glaring stat of the game, turnover differential. 21 turnovers for Brandywine. Just 10 for Lumen Christie, and 12 of those turnovers for Brandywine were in the first quarter alone. As we got a foul on the other end, Brandywine getting more free throws from Lily Gill, going right to the rim. Lily Ganton committing her fourth personal foul. So I think Brandywine was a little bit too little too late executing offensively, especially with drawing a ton of these fouls. Imagine if they had come out of the gates with this effort. How many problems Lumen Christie would have had with these girls in early foul trouble. As one of two free throws by Gill cuts Lumen's lead down to 18 with 2:20 remaining. Hunt lobs it to the near side corner for Ganton. One more pass down low for Rozek. It's going to be poked away and stolen by Zaya Price. Now for Brandywine. Into the front court. Back up ahead for Bird. Stopped at the free throw line by Lafier. Back to the far side corner for Macy Pella. Pass stolen away. Ruby Boyce trying to lob it up ahead for Rozek, but it's going to be outran by McKenna Price and turned over. Brandywine top of the key. Dribbles to the left wing. Now screen coming for Price on the right. Goes back up top. Poked away, but they're going to say reaching foul on Kenna Hunt, her second. Sounded like, based on the slap on the ball, sounded clean, but official right there had the opposite angle of the play. Saw it differently. Brandywine inbounding on the near sideline, gets it into the left wing for Bird. Dribbles back, pass top of the key for Gill. Drives right to the basket, layup on the right hand, too strong. Offensive rebound for Price, and back out to the perimeter. Near side for Gill. Drives in the baseline, pass, awkward angle. Going to go straight out of bounds. Trying to thread the needle for Bird. He's trying to force the issue right there, and ball bounces on the line and out of bounds. Lumen going the other way against the full court press. Less than 90 seconds to play. Lumen up by 18. They're on the precipice of making it to their first ever championship for this girls basketball program. And Lumen struggling to get the ball inbound. We're going to get a timeout by head coach Scott Stein. We'll step aside as well. 1:27 left. Lumen up by 18 on WKHM. Back in 60 seconds.
Calling all parents of kindergarten age and young fives. Jackson Public Schools is now enrolling for kindergarten and young fives at all seven elementary schools, April 13th through the 23rd. Open houses will include prizes, food, and a free t-shirt upon enrollment. Community partners will be available to serve you at every event. For the full list of days and times, or for more information, call 517-841-2147 or visit jpsk12.org. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Full court press beaten out of the timeout by Kenna Hunt and Lumen Christie. 1:20 left. Lumen up by 18 in our semifinals over Brandywine. Playoff coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Lomar Machine Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. Foul's going to be called on Lily Gill, her third. So Lumen will inbound on the near sideline. Only 70 seconds remain. In for Rozek. Holds on to it near half court. Guarded by Price out there. Lumen just in no hurry at all. Just want the clock to be zeros already. They're hungry. to play in their first ever state championship game. Coming up on Saturday against Pewama Westphalia at 4. We'll have the live coverage for you right here on WKHM as the pass tipped away and stolen. Lily Gill, coast-to-coast layup, right hand offline. Great recovery defense by Rozak and Hunt. And Hunt going the other way. And now Brandywine trying to get Mitt the foul. They're going to now get their bench unit in. Cody Ruge will check in for Lumen Christian. Got a hockey line change. All five players swapped in for Brandywine. We've got Mackenzie Meyer, Chelsea Olson, Sydney Olson, Bree Reese into the game as well as Haley Smith. 33 seconds left. Lumen just playing keep away at this point. Rozek now for Hunt. Just trying to dribble this one out. Now a timeout for Scott Stein. We'll see if they even take this for all intents and purposes, like in terms of the official timeout, trying to get some of their bench players in. We're going to leave it right here, but man, just right out of the gates, Lumen Christie, unbelievable effort, especially on the defensive side of the ball, forcing turnover after turnover. Built an early 14-0 lead and have not looked back. Game has not been within 14 points since then. Majority of the second half has been over 18 points. Unbelievable performance by Lumen Christie. They've just looked just about unstoppable all postseason long. Only close game was in the district championship to Grass Lake. So the timeout over on the floor for Lumen Christie. We've got Cody Ruge, Tristan Johnson, Riley O'Dowd, Maddie Allen, and Ellen Thompson. Johnson in the backcourt, final 20 seconds. Ball back in, double team coming in, dribbles to the corner, back for Ruge. Back outside for Johnson. 10 seconds left, through the lane for O'Dowd. Floater left short. And Brandywine going to let that one go. Final 6.1 seconds. And dribble the ball up the floor. That's going to do it. Lumen Christie dispatches the Brandywine Bobcats in the state semifinals, 51-33. And they will play in their first ever state championship game on Saturday against Pewamo Westphalia. Just unbelievable performance by the Lady Titans in this one. Right out of the gates, came in with strong defense, forcing tons of turnovers. And they just ran away with this one. It was that initial 14-0 run is what started the game, and they just had to maintain defensively from there. Even though Brandywine was able to get their offense going, they just did not have the defensive ability to slow Lumen down, and they just were not able to gain any ground. So Lumen Christie, unbelievable performance. Outscored Brandywine 18-3 in the first quarter. Game was close the rest of the way. It was 11-7 in the second in favor of Lumen, 15-15 in the third, and then 8-7 in favor of Brandywine in that fourth quarter. But it was just that tremendous first quarter. I'm telling you, Brandywine, they looked good second quarter onward, but just their inability to get off to a strong start came out very flat, as a matter of fact, against Lumen. You would have thought Lumen was the team that has had the plentiful Final Four experience. Not this Brandywine team, but Lumen Christie. They came in, knew it was going to be a challenge, especially to get points against a tough defensive Brandywine team. And they passed that test with flying colors, and it helps to have a head coach in Scott Stein, who has had more than his fair share of state championship experience with Arbor Prep in the last several years. So Lumen Christie, leading scorer was Kenna Hunt with 16 points, Also had Lily Ganton with 13 points, several three balls as well. You also had 10 points for Lucy Rozek, 7 points for Tristan Johnson, three for Paige LaFleur, and then two for Ruby Boyce. Some strong performances for the Lady Titans, as the leading scorer was Zaya Price for Brandywine. And again, she was really the only one who was consistently getting her buckets. Everybody else, it was really just the free throw line is where Brandywine was able to score from, but just didn't have the contributions, and importantly, just did not have the start. You fall into an 18-3 hole after the first quarter. That is tough to overcome if you don't immediately come back with a big run like that of your own, which Brandywine was not able to do so. They didn't really have any significant runs in this one to chip away at the deficit. Lumen, again, for the majority of the second half, able to keep the lead over 18 points. And even when Brandywine was able to string together a couple quality possessions, Lumen was getting points alongside them, not able to gain any ground. So Lumen Christie, wire to wire, unbelievable performance. Final score, 51-33. They improved to 24-3 on the season. Brandywine loses only their second game of the year, 26-2 they finish. And the Lady Titans will be taking on Pauwamo Westphalia on Saturday at 4 in the state championship, after Pauwamo Westphalia dispatched Roscommon 46-33 in their semifinal game. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Kelly Express Mart, Form Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, Jim Winter Auto Group, and King's Equipment. One more time, final score 51-33. That'll do it for live coverage of the girls' semifinals from the Breslin Center. Back at it on Saturday at 4 for the girls' Division III championship. For Luke Moorhead, holding down the fort back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of high school girls basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and the brokerage house with Jennifer Scanlon.